Why did you get into radio?
That's a good question. that goes way back. My parents tell me ever since I was a little kid, I would grab a stick and pretend it was a microphone. I don't know. The bug bit me at a very early age, and it's just what I always wanted to do. I never had any real set plan on it. I listened to Dr. Demento a lot when I was a kid and thought that would be a lot of fun. I wanted to be a rock and roll DJ like Norm Gregory on KJR, and just listened to all kinds of radio. And then when I got into college, I found public radio and worked at, that was at WSU, and I actually hosted All Things Considered and Morning Edition at KWSU in Pullman as a student, and kind of caught the public radio bug there.
Why do you like it? What kept you in it?
What I really like about it is every day is a new day. It's just such a very existential kind of experience. I mean, when you're on the radio, you're on the radio now. It's all about what's happening now. And every day it's just a new adventure. You never know what's going to happen. And then the next day you start all over again. And, you're not looking back. You're just always in the perpetual now. And it's just always very exciting. I just like that about radio. Every day is a new adventure, really.
You talk about being in the now, and we see on TV a lot, Dave, about breaking news and, you know, happening now. And it feels like news has become so immediate. And I know we take kind of a different approach here in public radio where we're a little more cautious before we kind of ring the breaking news bell.
You know, in a lot of media, there's just always this rush to be first. And I kind of want to rush to be accurate. And that can take time, you know. But when I tell a story, I want to get it right the first time. In public radio, I like how we take more time to make sure we know what we're talking about and get our facts right.
Well, so you're stepping down from All Things Considered, but you're still going to host Weekend Edition Sunday. You mentioned earlier getting the bug. It can be hard to shake the bug. Radio seems like kind of a part of you.
It is. It's just, it's how I express myself. It's my creative outlet. I've been doing radio since the late 1970s when I started doing it as a college student, and it's just part of my life. And KPLU in particular is a big part of my life. I've been here for over 27 years now, and this station was pretty small, just a little blip in the ratings when I first came on board. And with a great team of people here, we've really built this station into something that our listeners really enjoy and that they support. And we've really grown, and I'm really proud of everything I've done here at KPLU with all the great people who've been here with me. It's hard to just walk away. So instead of just retiring, I'm going to keep my hand in, stay on Sunday Weekend Edition. And hey, you know, All Things Considered, hosts like to go on vacation and have to call in sick once in a while. So I'm on the list.
Awesome.
To be called in to back you up, Ed.
Great.
Let's learn a little bit about you, Ed. Now, currently you're on Morning Edition working with Kirsten Kendrick. You're doing reporting for us. You're also on our Saturday morning show, Sound Effect. You came to us from Alaska, right?
Sitka, Alaska. Raven Radio was the name of the station, KCAW, and a little tiny station, small but mighty, right there on the coast of the Pacific. Really interesting way to get into public radio.
I bet it was one of those situations where you had to know how to do a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. You were, you know, the host, the reporter. Sometimes you were introducing your own stories that you had reported earlier that day. On one particular instance, we got knocked off the air in the middle of the day, and I was the only person there, and I called the engineer who was home with the flu, and I said, "What do I do?" And he told me to take a broom and run outside and sweep the snow out of the satellite dish. So it was a little bit of everything in the fullest sense of that phrase.
Well, I think that'll be a good preparation, because you just never know what life's going to throw at you when you're in that anchor seat. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Dave.